Welcome, Royals fans, to this edition of Inside Athletics Podcast. James DeBoer with you today, sitting in for the combo of myself and Dave King. Dave is busy today, actually somewhat fulfilling some of my roles at the women's NCAA tournament games at Christopher Newport University this weekend. So I'm running the podcast show on my own this week, and we'll just give you just a big rundown of everything going on. It's so weird. It's basically spring break. I mean, that alone is weird because there were snow flurries as I came over to record it on this Friday morning. But it's spring break, and you know, most people leave campus and think, hey, it's a break. There is an awful lot going on starting today through the next week. So we'll tell you about some of those things and just some of the busy things going on here, both on campus and off campus for a lot of our teams and staff, actually. But the big thing, of course, is our women's basketball team getting their second ever bid to the NCAA National Tournament. And what a weird emotional roller coaster that was for a couple of days. Let me tell you where they're at if you don't know. The women are playing Marymount of Virginia today, Friday. It's a 5 o'clock game hosted by Christopher Newport University out of Newport News. So our women play at 5 o'clock. Should be a very intriguing matchup today. The 7 o'clock game is Guilford College, which is the ODAC team that beat us in the ODAC Championship. And they're playing the host school, Christopher Newport, at 7 o'clock tonight, Friday night. The two winners will play in a second round game Saturday at 7 o'clock, also at CNU. Really interesting little pod. They call it a four teams at CNU this weekend. Saw an article on D3Hoops.com, which is a well-done publication that covers Division III basketball, both men's and women's. They seem pretty smart with what they're doing, and they look at this pod and call it four evenly matched teams. So even though CNU only has two losses on the year, nationally ranked, EMU has six losses on the year, more than any of the other three teams there. But they call it a very evenly matched pod, and I think it should be very interesting. If you look at our game against Marymount later on today, there's some very intriguing parts of the matchup going on in this one. Of course, the Royals like to play up-tempo, like to force the other team and turn the ball over, and just have a very balanced team approach. Well, Marymount, frankly, I think is one of the best players in the nation. Certainly one of the best three-point shooters in the nation, in Caitlin Fisher. I think she's 10th in the nation in three-point field goal percentage, but also does very well in assists and obviously just scoring. So that's going to be a very interesting matchup. But the thing about Marymount, they're a very defensive team, much like Mary Washington was, who we played earlier this year. Actually, from the same conference, they beat Mary Wash to clinch their NCAA bid. But Marymount, a very defensive-minded team. But they do turn the ball over an awful lot on the year. I think they had about 100 more turnovers than our Royals did, which is about four turnovers a game, and that's a pretty big deal. So I think that's going to be the interesting matchup as our women try to push the tempo and try to force some turnovers. And if our women can do that, they're going to have the upper hand. If Marymount can keep control of the ball and just play patiently with their three-point shooter, Caitlin Fisher, I think it's going to favor the Saints that way. But it should be a very interesting matchup tonight. And just a lot of fun to watch this NCAA tournament start. But definitely congratulations to our women getting their second bid ever. In 2004 was their first bid when they won the ODAC tournament. This time we had to get the at-large bid, and that was very interesting too. Sunday, we didn't talk about it a ton with the team beforehand, with the coaches beforehand. Sunday was the ODAC championship game down in Salem. But we kind of got the feel that we really needed a lot of breaks to go our way if we didn't win the ODAC championship. And of course we lost. And so I'm pretty sure that Kevin Griffin felt that we were done at that point. I know that the team thought we were done. And sadly, for good reason, the opposing coach from Guilford, Stephanie Flamini, is on the advisory panel from this region, from the South region, that helps out the NCAA committee. And I think she just had a feel of things as well that, I mean, she thought we deserved to be there. I know she said that, but just because one coach thinks that doesn't mean you can get it through. There's all sorts of different personalities and reasonings and all sorts of stuff that goes into it. And it just seemed like the feel was that we weren't going to get in. That was the feel. And especially I watched some scores Sunday night, and Louisiana College, a team from our region, lost in their championship game. They were ranked above us in the region. I just figured with that loss as well that really hurt us. And so, frankly, I wasn't even going to watch the webcast of the selection show Monday afternoon. I don't know if Coach really was either. And I happened to run into, and I think this is great, I happened to run into Lauren Schwarzendruber in the hallway, and he said something or other about the selection show, and I'm like, oh, I don't think we're going to get in. And he's like, really? Well, D3 Hoops thinks we're going to. I'm like, what, really? And thanks to Lauren for checking out an article, and D3 Hoops projected that Eastern Mennonite would get in as the third to last team. And so suddenly, that was 2 or 3 hours before the selection show, and suddenly I was like, oh, I better pay attention here. And I said that to Kevin, and Kevin was like, really? And so Kevin got all excited, and such an emotional ride. And of course, he didn't want to get the players too excited or involved in it. We didn't have a webcast viewing special with the team or anything, but certainly an up and down ride. And I ended up watching the webcast from home, and very interesting. When I saw the bracket come up with Guilford playing at CNU, I was disappointed. I thought, you know, well, CNU is probably a good, reasonable place for us to go. And seeing Guilford go there, I was like, well, shoot, you know, that does it for us. So pull in two other teams. And then, of course, they released the other two teams from the pod, and we were in. So just a crazy emotional ride over a couple of days. And the women get a second chance, basically. You can look at it that way. And I'm just excited to see what could happen. It's the NCAA tournament, so they could lose tonight. They could win, and they could sweep through their pod and advance to the Sweet 16. And anything could happen, really, for our women. And it'll just be a lot of fun to watch them play. So if you didn't know, the games will be webcast. There will be live stats of them. There will be a neutral radio crew from down at CNU. It won't be myself. It won't be Scott Lowe, our regular guy. It'll be someone from the CNU area, but there will be a free webcast online. There will be live stats online, so make sure you go to emuroyals.com and check those out. It's a 5 o'clock game tonight. For those of you who can't make it to the Newport News area to watch that game, make sure you check out things online, because it should be very exciting. But that's women's basketball. That's the short version of it, frankly. It took quite a bit, but very excited for our women to get their second ever bid to the national tournament. Another busy thing going on, especially for a couple of our staff, such as Dave King. He's in Newport News this weekend, and he pointed out to me that, you know, if our women win tonight, they stay Saturday, obviously, and play Saturday. He said, I'll get home very late Saturday night / Sunday morning, and then I'll turn around right away. And I think within 24 hours, he flies down to Florida. And there's some big events going on down in Florida as well. On Tuesday, it's the President's Cup Golf Classic in Sarasota. And that's always a fun time down in Florida. I think it's just the second year we've done it, but we've done things in the past down in the Sarasota area. So it's a lot of fun to have that little golf classic down there. In the afternoon, they're golfing. In the evening, it's an appreciation banquet. Luke Hartman will be talking at it from EMU, and that's a free event, I'm pretty sure, down there. Just a great little activity for any EMU fans, alumni down in that area of Florida. And speaking of great activities down in Florida, our baseball team is also going to be down in that area, heading down to the Russ Matt Central Florida tournament again this year for the second year in a row. That's in, we say it's in Winter Haven. They play at a couple different sites around that area, but they'll be playing 5 games next week. A very busy little stretch for them. I believe it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and a doubleheader on Thursday, maybe. But again, if you're in that area, great chance to see our baseball Royals. And the fun thing for the Royals, they're having a very good year this year, 7-5 already. You know, maybe you'd say 7-5, you know, you're only a couple games over 500. It's early, no big deal. Well, we've had 3 years in a row of just 11 wins. And so to have 7 wins already, just 12 games into the season, is a very nice deal. Coach Ben Spots is really doing a good job with the team. He's got a good core of returners from last year, a good handful of new faces, be it transfers or freshmen this year. He's just been doing pretty well with the team this year. They also start conference play this weekend. They're at Emory and Henry on Saturday. So very interested to see how our baseball guys do as they step into conference play for the first time this season. And I think it's nice, at least, that we aren't jumping into one of the upper echelon teams. Emory and Henry, one of the middle-of-the-pack teams, they had a great year last year. But not a team that traditionally wins Yodak tournaments, such as a Lynchburg or a Bridgewater. So I think it's a nice way to step in slowly into the conference schedule again, and just see how we stack up against some of the other teams in the Yodak. Another team that's been having a great run right now, men's volleyball. Interestingly enough, they are also coming into the season after 3 straight 11-win seasons. So both baseball and men's volleyball have had 3 straight 11-win seasons. Volleyball looks like, obviously anything can happen, but it looks like they're going to break that win total. They're 10-4 right now, and we haven't even gotten into the conference schedule. So they're about halfway into their season. They're 10-4. The volleyball men have not placed, not finished over 500 with their record since 2008 when they were 16-13. So a great start to the year for the Royals. I know I've heard the guys talking that it's nice to be over 500 at this time of year. I talked with Coach Gary Moore a little bit about it, and he said, frankly, I didn't even really know we were 10-4. He said, and it's just interesting to see that coaches look at things so differently. He's just seeing the things on the court they can do differently, places where they've played poorly and need to improve, and he's thinking about those things. But the players are happy and rightfully so to be over 500, and regardless of how well you're playing on the court, you at least have that psychological boost for the players that they know that they're doing pretty well, and that's always a good start. So the volleyball men, I think they're playing up at Cairn this weekend up in southeastern Pennsylvania, a couple of a tri-match there. But the big thing for them is next weekend, Friday and Saturday, March 8 and 9, they are hosting a CVC East Division conference weekend. It's a weird title, but basically all the schools from the East Division of the Continental Volleyball Conference will come here to Harrisonburg next weekend, and we'll just have tons of games in Yoder Arena Friday and Saturday. So sadly, we aren't going to have much student support because it's spring break and everyone's off campus, but certainly a great chance to come watch a ton of really good volleyball and just a long stretch. Games start, it's either 12 or 2 o'clock on Friday. Saturday morning they start at 10 o'clock, and just a lot of games. So make sure you get out here and watch our volleyball men play at home. And watch some other neutral games while you're at it, too. Should be a lot of fun there. The softball team started up last weekend. Weather really messed with them. They were supposed to play 4 games down in North Carolina. Well, there was a ton of rain in that area, so they actually just canceled going to North Carolina altogether and met up with Salisbury, a team that was also going to go to that same tournament. Well, they just traveled to Salisbury instead and played a couple against the Seagulls. And Salisbury, traditionally a very good softball team, ended up taking both games from the EMU women. But one thing about Coach J.D. McCurdy, he's never been afraid to schedule a really tough non-conference schedule. He always jumps in and plays the Salisburys and the Christopher Newports and just gets his women ready for the conference schedule. But it's good to see their season underway, and worked on a preview of theirs earlier this week. It's on the website now. But it's interesting. There's a ton of new faces on the team, 11 new faces this year, 9 freshmen, 2 transfers. I can't think of a time in my years here at EMU where we've had that many new softball players on the team. It's generally been we're just inserting, you know, 3 or 5 new players every year to an existing core of 10 players or something. Well, this is the one year where we have more new faces than returners, but our 5 returners all have postseason awards, whether it be all-conference, all-region, or all-tournament teams. So it's an interesting mix. It might take a little bit for the girls to gel together and to get used to college ball, but definitely a lot of talent again on the softball team. The only other thing I think I should tell you about is track. A little bit of change for them. They did have their ODAC championships last weekend. Pretty solid outing, and great to see the track team continue its rebuilding process, picking up points. I'm at the ODAC championships. The men's side picked up 2 gold medals, 2 ODAC champions. Michael Allen, of course, that's a name you're going to be familiar with from years past. He missed last year's track season with a cross-cultural experience, but he returned and won his 4th indoor long jump title. So it's been 4 and 5 years, but he didn't participate the 1 year, so can't really call it consecutive. But anyway, he's won the long jump title in the indoor track championships all 4 years he's participated. So congratulations to Michael, another great finish there. And then Jordan King, who I believe is a sophomore. I can never figure out if he's a sophomore or a junior. He's a new face on the team for us, but he won the high jump, set a school record at the ODAC championships. And we've seen a couple of high jumpers this year really challenging the record books. Drew Vrolik, a local guy from Eastern Mennonites, he also broke the school record earlier in the season, and then Jordan broke his record at the ODAC championships and took home the gold medal there. So congratulations on some great finishes there. But the track teams are also now taking a couple of weeks off. They were looking at sending some athletes to a last chance meet hosted by Virginia Tech this weekend to see if they could get anyone qualified for the national championships. But Coach Jason Lukowicz said, you know, we're just going to take the next couple of weeks off. We got a lot of injuries, and you know, we could probably get someone qualified for nationals, but it's probably just going to take a bigger toll on their body than what we need to do. So he said, we're just going to take a couple of weeks off now and get healthy for the outdoor season, which starts in the middle of March. So it'll be quiet from the track story side of things for the next couple of weeks as they get ready for the outdoor season. Well, that wraps up what I have, folks. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you check out our presence on Facebook and Twitter. It's been a lot of fun the last week, especially to be involved with what's going on the social media. I had a lot more fun at the basketball tournament. I'm not locked into keeping stats, and I can play around on Twitter a little more. Sorry, play around is not the right term. I'm working hard on Twitter. But thanks for being able to join and participate in those. Facebook this week was very, very exciting. Some of my women's basketball posts went viral. I feel like I've accomplished something in life. I've gone viral with something I've posted on Facebook. But just an odd side note, some of my posts on the women's basketball team making the NCAA tournament, they've been spread and re-commented and reposted and et cetera, by folks who have viewed it. And the total reach of at least one of those is over 1,800. And generally, a post of mine will be seen by like 100 people. So it's a lot of fun. If you folks are out there on Facebook and see something that you like, just re-comment it, repost it, and just kind of send it out. And it helps other people see what's going on at EMU Athletics, whether that be, you know, a nice postseason award or just something fun off the court, because, of course, we have those other features that we talk about that are not purely athletic, that we're also talking about, so what these kids are doing in real life or learning in the classroom or just preparing themselves to head out into the quote, real world after their college experience. So, you know, send things back out that you see and just let everyone else around you know about what's going on with EMU Athletics as well. Thanks for joining us, folks. And again, make sure you can watch the video webcast or the live stats of women's basketball this weekend. If you have a chance to see any of our teams, wherever they are, from Florida to Virginia Beach, where the softball team is this weekend, or here in Harrisonburg with softball and men's volleyball next week, just take a chance to see our Royals play in action and support them from the stands. I know they really appreciate the encouraging words out of the stands. So thanks for listening, and for all you waiting for next week, it should be a fun week, and we'll have plenty to tell you about next week as well, but in the spirit of Dave King, I invite you to make it a great week.